ask this before the world. Right now, it's estimated that 40 million people are trapped in slavery around the world. It's an awesome thing to think about, isn't it? 40 million people. I dare to say that that's an underestimation. But I think we have to stop and really think about what freedom is all about. We have to stop and think. As Americans, we all believe we're free. We all believe that we can do what we want to, say what we want to, go where we want to, do whatever we want to. We can actually strive to become better than we are today. But are we free? As we look around the United States today, freedom has left us. Freedom is walking out of the courtrooms on a daily basis. And it's because we've done the same thing as we're doing now. We watched it happen. Now, for some reason, I suppose, as I grew up, the whole idea was, if you as a Christian, you didn't dare say anything because you wasn't supposed to cause trouble, you wasn't supposed to cause fights, you wasn't supposed to get politically charged up, you wasn't supposed to do those things that would cause others to think bad about Christians. And in the process, we won the battle and lost the war. So this morning, I want to think about Freedom Sunday in another way. I want to stop and really think about what freedom really brings. And we find in China that when they crack down on human trafficking, when they crack down on slavery, when they started doing things, and trust me, they aren't near there. But their economy is worlds different than they were 20 years ago. Because of it. Because of changes in every country that has made changes in how work got done and slave labor, every one of those countries are flourishing. Now, with that said, China still stands as one of the five, where'd I put it? I had it once. It is one of the five most, here it is. 58% of those living in slavery are in India, China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Uzbekistan, wherever that is. That's a new one on my chart, okay? When I was growing up, that was Soviet Union. Yeah. But the point is, even the countries that have made changes aren't even near there. Those countries that ought to make the most changes, the easiest, they're just not doing it. And you sit in the pew, you sit in America, and you stop and you, what can I really do? Well, of course, we can all pray, and that's important. We can all give a few dollars, and that's important. But is that all we can do? Is that all as Americans we can do? Because we've got to stop and realize this problem is here too. This problem happens here on a regular basis. And here it's not so much sweatshops. It's not so much people, child labor. It's not those types of things are out and out slavery to get work done. It's trafficking. And that trafficking goes not only from here, comes here, it leaves here. It's a global thing. And so as we think about that as Christians today, is all we can do is throw a few dollars and pray? No, I don't think so. I don't think that's really what we ought to stop and think about this morning. Because if we know that by changing the way these countries deal with slavery, child labor laws, and all these things will change the entire outlook of the economy in a large country like China. Then why don't we do it the other way? Why don't we stop and actually address the slavery in Wichita County? Why don't we stop and address the slavery in Kansas? Because the Bible tells me that you're either a slave to sin or you're a slave to God. And if we're a slave to sin, it's not going to get any better here, and it's not going to get any better anywhere else. If we don't actually make a charge to bring those people in to know Christ, to bring those people to understand who Jesus is, and we can do that one person at a time and make a major difference. You know, Christ in Luke 4, 18 and 19, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Now Jesus read that, right? In the temple. He almost got stoned over the deal. Because that's who He was. He came out and said He was the Messiah and He was sent here to do those things. And I'm here to tell you that if you're a Christian, you are left here to do those things. Are we not supposed to be more like Christ every day? Are we not supposed to live our lives as Christ may come tomorrow? Or before we get out of church? Are we only here to mark time? And we'll get to it when we want to? Are we only here to fill up a few of the pews and enjoy ourselves and go home and mark it off our weekly thing? When we think of Freedom Sunday and what that means around the world, what would that mean in Wichita County? We don't have homeless on the streets. In fact, some might even say that as far as poverty goes, we don't have much in Wichita County. We have a lot that think they do. We have a lot of people that think other people do. But real poverty? Go to Kenya. They have real poverty. The reason they have such a big issue with females being molested and treated badly in Kenya is the fact that's all they have left. They don't have any money to steal. They don't have any clothes to steal. They don't have any vehicles to steal. They don't have anything to steal. So they take their vengeance out on the neighbor's wife. We don't have those problems. We live in a blessed society, in a blessed culture. But trust me, that blessed culture is headed downhill. And we're going to have to change it, just like you change an economy. One sweat factory after one by one. We're going to have to make changes on a relational sort of one-on-one. We're going to have to bring people to Christ. You know, if we bring people to Christ and this church would grow to twice its size, we'd do twice as good a work, right? Think about it. If everybody in Wichita County that professed to be a Christian actually went out there and did something for God, we wouldn't have poverty at all in Wichita County. They claim that if all the people in the United States would give their 10%, we could eradicate starvation around the world. So let's step up. Let's do what Jesus was sent here to do. And let's stand for the oppressed. There's not a lot of difference between the devil and what he makes people do and what he causes to happen and what slave traders do and cause to happen. Because the same things are in play. For those that actually love God and work at it, that bring others to know Him, their lives change. Their communities change. And their pocketbook changes. So as we think about Freedom Sunday, don't get me wrong. I think we ought to do all we can for what the denomination is trying to do around the world and everything we can do to help move those forward. But we also need to stop and remember that real change starts right here in our families, in our community, in our county. There's people out there that are enslaved in a lot of things. Oh, it doesn't show too bad. But they're still hurting. They're still enslaved. And until they're helped, it changes nothing. Joel 3 says, they cast lots for my people, trade boys for prostitution, and sold girls for wine to drink. Has things changed a whole lot? These were oppressed Israelites. These were the people of God. Judges 19:22 says, while they were enjoying themselves, some of the wicked men of the city surrounded the house, pounded on the door, and they shouted to the man who owned the house, bring out the man who came to your house so we can have sex with him. Do we want to get that far? It's time to make a difference. Our mission statement says our desire is to present God's gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. Show godly love to all we meet and inspire wholeness. Is that where we are today? Is that where we're moving to? Is that really our watch cry? Let us pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, we come to you and we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for opening our hearts. And our hearts cry out for those around the world that are caught in the sex trade, in slavery, all those things that we find almost unimaginable. But we also know, Lord, that you're in control. And we know that when it gets bad enough, you'll come. And the end will come. Help us to be strong to the end. Help us to have our lamps lit, ready for the bridegroom. Help us to really be your people, willing to sacrifice ourselves for those around us, for those that are hurting, those that are entrapped in Satan's grip. And so this morning, Lord, we leave ourselves up to you to search our hearts. Help us see you in the faces of those we meet. We ask all this in your precious name.